for 1 year. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Valonia with the ball to start this second half as, again, they lead Mountain Home 14-11. Mears inbounds it to Beatty, and we are back underway. Mountain Home in a man-to-man defense as Valonia moves right, left to right in the second half. Ball goes over to Mears, now top to Beatty. Over on the left side, it goes to Patterson. Down on the low block to Kelly. Back over to Patterson in the left corner. Now she'll throw it up top to Beatty. Now ball goes down into to Kelly in the left corner. Now on the wing to Patterson, up top to Beatty. Over on the right side to Mears. She finds Kelly in the right corner. Back to Mears. Up top now to Beatty. Over to Patterson. Back to Beatty. Now ball goes over to Kelly in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Chases down her own rebound. Puts it back up off the glass and in. Paige Kelly now with 7 points. And now Mount Holmes quickly going to take a timeout. 7:15 left to play in the third quarter. It is Valonia leading 16-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Well, Dell Leonard took that timeout as we were 45 seconds into the second half. I don't think he was very happy with the fact that Kelly got that, was able to chase down that rebound from the corner and then go back with that layup. Here's Martin. Here's a Pfeiffer with the ball on the right wing. Throws it to Foreman. Now ball goes over to Walker on the left side. She dribbles toward the elbow. Now it goes back out to the wing. Throws it to Foreman near just outside the paint. Gives it back to Walker on the left wing. She'll throw it up top to Pfeiffer. And Mount Holmes going to reset. Pfeiffer drills toward the right side, gives it there to Walker on the wing. Now finds Martin on the low block. She's going to dribble out near the right corner. Loses the handle of the ball. She heads back toward the paint, but Foreman picks up. Now throws it back to Martin. Her three-pointer will not go, and the long rebound controlled by Mears, and back quickly comes Lonnie. Mears quickly into the lane. A ball goes over to Cash on the left side. She drills out into the lane. Now gives it up top to Beatty. And Valonia is going to reset. Ball goes over to Kelly now on the right side. Now to Mears. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Foreman. And back come the Lady Bombers. Five. Well, just as I say that, I didn't see what happened, if the pass was just too wide or if Martin just mishandled it. But Mountain Home is going to commit an unforced turnover. And Valonia is going to get it back with 6:05 left in the third quarter. Martin's going to take a seat as she's replaced by Mally Tabor. 16-11, Valonia on top. Here is Beatty throwing it to Kelly. Now ball goes up top to give it to Patterson. Over to Beatty on the left wing. Down to Kelly in the left corner. Now ball goes to Mears out on the wing. Up top to Patterson. Over to Beatty on the right side. To Kelly down in the corner. And now a foul, I believe, away from the ball. It's going to be called on Mountain Home. They're going to get Mally Tabor with her second personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. Mears takes an inbound pass. Ball goes over to Kelly. Now back to Beatty up top. Ball goes now to Cash. Cash going down towards the low block. Now kicks it out to Beatty. Her three-pointer will not go. Rebound controlled by Peyton Husky. Back on the Lady Bombers. Husky quickly into the front court, going into the lane for the layup. Her shot was blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Valonia, and it will be Mount Holm inbounding it with 5:21 left in the third quarter. 5-point Lady Eagle lead. Husky will inbound it to Tabor in the left corner. Now ball goes out on the wing to Walker. Up top to Pfeiffer. And Mountain Home's going to set up the offense. Bologna once again in a man-to-man. Pfeiffer drills toward the right side. Now has the ball knocked away from her. Stolen by Patterson, who's quickly back the other way for the easy layup off the glass and in. Lauren Patterson with her first 2 points of the night. 18-11, Bologna is leading it. Here is Husky dribbling toward the right wing. Gives it there to Pfeiffer. She's going to take the screen. Now gives it to Tabor up top. Over to Walker. Well, it looked like she's about to give it to Walker. And now her tries to again, but this time the pass is knocked away. Goes out of bounds on the near sideline. And last touch by Bologna. And it will be Mountain Home inbounding with 4:41 left in the third quarter. 18-11, Bologna on top. Walker takes the inbound pass. She dribbles between the circles. Now throws over on the left side to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer will dribble up to the top. Over to Walker on the right side. Now Walker dribbles, actually throws it to Foreman there on the low block, who was able to put the layup up off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman now with 6 points. 18-13, Bologna leading it. 4:10 left in the third quarter. Here is Beatty throwing it on the right corner to Kelly. Now ball goes up top to Mears. Throws it to Cassius outside the low block. She's going to draw a little bump foul there, I guess, before her shot attempt. Or are they going to call out on the shot? They're going to call out on the shot. I thought that was well before. That foul is on Riley Walker. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home. So Leah Cash at the free throw line, where so far she's 1 of 1 with 3 points. Make it 1 of 2 as she misses the first free throw here. One more free throw for Cash. 3:56 left in the third quarter. Second shot for Cash. She misses both. Rebound controlled by Tabor. And the Lady Eagles lead remains 5. 18-13 is our score. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She will give it to Tabor up top. Over to Husky on the right side. Down a low block to Foreman. Oh, they're going to call her for the offensive foul. I guess they said she used her forearm to get away from her defender to try to go for that pass. Wow, that is Foreman's third personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home. Del Lanier is trying to plead his case there on the far sideline. He's not going to win that argument. A little over 3.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Ball goes to Kelly in the left corner. Now to Beatty on the wing. Up top to Patterson. And now an offensive foul away from the ball. I think they're going to get an illegal screen call here. Aaliyah Cash picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Eagles. Less than 3.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Walker into the front court as the Lady Bombers trail by 5. Walker drills toward the left side, gives it there to Husky. Husky dribbles between the circles. Almost lost the handle of the ball, but is able to control it. Now gives it to Walker. Walker dribbles up at the top. Throws over to Pfeiffer on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Mears, and back comes Bologna. Mears quickly into the front court. Now tries to give it to Kelly. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Foreman. I wasn't sure she actually tipped it, but the official said she did, and it will be Bologna basketball on the baseline with 2:55 left in the third quarter. 18-13, Lady Eagles leading it. Beatty takes the inbound pass, throws it to Mears. Now it goes back up top to Beatty. She's going to take the screen. Now we'll give it to Mears on the left wing. Back up top to Beatty. Over on the right side now goes to Cash. Cash will throw it to Kelly in the corner. Back to Cash on the wing. Up top to Patterson. Over on the left side now to Beatty. Back up top to Patterson. Over to Cash on the right wing. She'll throw it up top to Mears. Mears will give it to Patterson. Now ball goes to Kelly in the left corner. She's going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Tipped over to Husky, and back comes Mountain Home. Husky into the front court, has it on the right wing. She's dribbling towards the low corner. Now throws it to Foreman. Her jumper there on the low block will not go. Rebound controlled by Bologna. Patterson back the other way, going up for the fast break layup. No good, but draws plenty of contact and will head to the free throw line with 2:02 left in the third quarter. They're going to give that foul to Peyton Husky. That is her second personal foul, team foul number four here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. So it will be a two-shot opportunity for Lauren Patterson. First free throw of the night goes up and in. And if she makes this next one, it will be a three-possession game. 2:02 again left in the third quarter as Patterson gets both. She has 4 points all here in the third quarter, 20-13. Lady Eagles leading it. Walker into the front court. Drills toward the left side, gets it there to Husky on the wing. Husky throws it back up to Walker. Over to Pfeiffer on the right side. Finds Tabor at the elbow. Back to Pfeiffer. Up top now to Walker. Over to Husky on the left wing. Husky throws it back up top to Walker. Walker dribbles towards the right corner. Now goes back near the wing. Throws it to Tabor. Finds Foreman on the low block. She puts up the turnaround jumper off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman now with 8 points. 20-15, Mountain Home trailing Valonia. 1:18 left in the third quarter. Ball goes over to Cash on the right wing for the Lady Eagles. Up top now to Kelly. Over on the left side to Mears. She finds a cutting Cash. Now ball goes back to Mears. Now throws it to Cash on the left side. She's going to take the screen. Now dribbles toward the left elbow. Now goes back up to the top. Over to Mears on the left wing. Gives it up top to Cash. Back over to Mears on the left side. Mears dribbles between the circles. Now throws over on the left side to Beatty. Beatty going into lane for the layup. Off the glass. Will not go. Rebound controlled by Pfeiffer. Back on the Lady Bombers. Trailing by five with 39 seconds left in the third quarter. Walker throws it into the front court to Pfeiffer. Now they're doing some double teams. Walker throws it over to Husky on the left wing. Husky gives it back up top to Walker. 19 seconds left in the third quarter. Ball goes over to Husky on the left side. She tries to do a lob pass to Foreman there on the low block. Very successful. Anna Grace Foreman now double figures with 10 points. And it's a 3-point Valonia lead. 7 seconds left. Here comes Patterson back for Valonia. Up top to Cash. 3 seconds. She's going to go up for the running jumper. No good. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Valonia leading Mountain Home 20-17. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you could get rewarded for sleeping, would you? What about for sitting on a bench, looking out at the ocean? Or for sitting in a comfy chair, watching football on TV? Guess what? That third dream job is real thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in, watch football, and earn points with blazing rewards just for being there. That's right. You're a professional football fan now. Brag about it to all your friends. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Terms and conditions apply.